what?
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, got brand new movies at Parkway Cinema. Last Breath, tell me it's a great movie, PG-13. And The Monkey, it's rated R. Go to Katie Anna Cinema, click on to Parkway Cinema, and get the movies you want to see. It's a great price, and what a great place to see movies. I love to go there. I've been telling you about Best Stop down on Toledo Bend. They're at Toledo Town. And you know them for all the Cajun food because they're a Cajun specialist. They bring the South Louisiana Cajun food to you. And so you know you've had Boudin and Cracklins and all those things. You go there. They're fresh every day. Did you also know that you can have lunch there or breakfast there? They have biscuit, egg biscuit, meat biscuit. And listen to this. Boudin ball biscuits. And you can get Brunella biscuits, which is Boudin ball, egg, and bacon. You can get Robert's hamburger. You can get po' boys, including Boudin po' boys. You ever ate a Boudin po' boy? Stop by Best Stop. It's a great location. It's at Toledo Town, and they got some good food. They're open for long hours. Next week, very busy. President of Northwestern, Jimmy Genovese, with us on Monday. Tuesday, State Representative Chuck Owens. Wednesday, Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. Thursday, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Today, Ryan Robinson. Ryan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How are you?
I am doing well. What's on your topics of conversation this morning?
Ted, you must feel like a little kid on Christmas morning since the president has been in office since January the 20th. Everything that you have talked about since I've known you, the Republicans and President Trump and Elon Musk are finally looking for ways to cut spending in Washington, D.C.
And, you know, to my knowledge, no one has died. No one has starved. The world hasn't ended. School hasn't stopped. Courts haven't stopped working. In fact, I don't know that anybody could see a change except maybe some of the people that were not working to start with actually not any longer getting paid for working. But something almost as impressive, Jeff Landry says he's doing the same thing in Louisiana.
That's right. I saw he came out. I think he's partnering with the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office, and they're going to look for potential savings. But, Ted, my question is, what have the Republicans been doing over the last 40 years in Washington, D.C.? It's almost like they've been the controlled opposition for 40 years. Trump has come in here and with Elon Musk and have identified all these inefficiencies and things that have been problematic, sending money overseas through the USAID. My question is, why has it taken us this long to get to this point?
Because, in my opinion, it's the first time in 40 years we've truly had a very successful business person running the country instead of politicians who always believe that no is a very bad answer for anybody. And finally, we get someone that says, you know, we're going bankrupt. We're in trouble. One of my favorite things, when to talk about it this morning at 8 o'clock, is that Elon Musk has come under a lot of criticism for sending out a simple message to all federal workers. Send me back an email telling me what you've done this week. And everybody's gone crazy. You know, asking someone that works for you to give a report. I mean, I require salespeople to give me a report every day on what they sell. I've got some that don't do it, but their life expectancy is very short here. But with the exception of that, asking federal workers to send in an email just saying, okay, I did this last week, or this is what I do, or what I'm doing is so specialized and confidential, I can't send you. And then Elon Musk said yesterday, you know, I sent the email to just find out if it's really someone there. Are we sending checks to people that don't even exist? Are we sending checks to people that haven't been in the office involved in the company for 10 years? And to me, that makes a reasonable assumption. If you're paying someone, when I say if you, that means you and I, shouldn't we at least expect them to be a person?
Absolutely, and I saw that, and that was very shrewd on his part. A couple of data points that I saw, the Metro, the ride coming into Washington, D.C., had the highest number of people riding it since pre-COVID on Monday morning. The number of people that are putting their home for sale in Washington, D.C., in that area is through the roof. The number of people that are searching for criminal defense attorneys in the Washington, D.C. region has really shot up in the last couple of weeks, according to Google search, some of the statistics. So there's some panic going on in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding counties about things that have went on and unchecked for decades. And as a conservative Republican, I am very pleased to see that this is taking place. And to build on that, Ted, you've always asked me previously, what has Speaker Johnson done in the House as House Speaker? He was able to get through that reconciliation template resolution a couple of nights ago that's going to really cut taxes. It's going to cut some spending. And it just goes to show you that Speaker Johnson is doing a great job, along with the Senate President, the Majority Leader, and President Trump. He has partners to work with, and I think you're seeing some of the results of that.
Well, I think government should work like this. Give you an example. Every day I get a report on our stations. KWLA, which is the station that this broadcast originates from, is an all-talk station. And so we're on the air and online. The online audience is small to the on-air audience, but yesterday we set a new record. We had almost 1,000 people listening to the radio online. That's just online yesterday. Almost a brand new record for us. First time we've ever got to that kind of number, and that's just online listeners. So I know what's happening every day and what we're doing. Why doesn't government have that same mentality? We know what we're spending. We know what we need. And I take it a step further. Louisiana legislature has got an opportunity in this upcoming session to make some meaningful changes in the way we do business in government. Will they do it? I am afraid they won't.
Well, I did see the upcoming budget blueprint from the Governor Landry has cutting spending about $1 billion from this current fiscal year to next fiscal year. That is a very good step. You do not see that very much. And for him to come out and say, hey, we're going to cut spending.
Let me interrupt you for a second. When we say we're cutting spending, is that government funds we're no longer getting, and maybe we don't have the hurricane rehabilitation stuff? Or is that getting rid of legal news, PBS? Is that getting rid of too many people working in the state of Louisiana? The billion-dollar cut, where is it coming from? That's going to be the real question.
Absolutely. I hope it's both. I saw the cost for some of those public notices, and it's really expensive. And they're spending a lot of money, a lot of those local government entities, to run those public notices. And I don't know if people recognize that, but there's a lot of savings right there. We posted one last week about the notice of intent to bring term limits to the Sabine Parish Police Jury. We cannot find and we cannot determine which legislator is going to file that bill, but the notice of intent has went out, and there's concerned people around the courthouse in Sabine Parish.
Alan Seabock says he's filing the bill.
Oh, he did come out and say he's going to file it?
Yeah, on the last time he was on.
Very good.
We were just arguing. Well, I don't think we were arguing. He was trying to determine if he's going to make it retroactive. Say if a person, police jury, has been in service for 8 years, does that count against the 12 years if it's that amount? He asked my opinion. I said I think 30 days is plenty of time for any of the police jury members maybe give him 45 days at the most. But I don't think he's going to go that extreme. But he said he's the one filing it for Sabine and DeSoto Parish.
That's very good to hear. My question is, Ted, why don't we make that across the board, school board members? What about having term limits for clerk of courts and some of those local officials and not just the Sabine Parish, but across the board? I think more turnover at the local government level, the better, and it doesn't take anything away from who's currently there. I'm just saying every 8 years, hey, the president can only serve two terms. That should be just like everyone else. Two terms, do what you need to do, and let the next generation or the next person come in and see, hey, can we do something different, or maybe we can try this. I would hope he would do it across the board. And I will encourage him to do that next time I talk to him.
I don't have a problem with a sheriff or a clerk of court or a tax assessor, because that's more of a business, staying longer than a period of time. Elected officials that come to one meeting a month, or things like that, city councils, things, 6 years will be plenty of time. Ryan Robertson is with us this morning. This is the Sinlaw Report. We're going to take a break and come back. And before we go to break, I want to talk to you about Broadline Services. Tim and Juanita, they are there every day. So you need them to come out and measure your house about replacing the flooring, give you pricing, get all the information, tell you how quickly and professionally they can do it. They'll take care of everything. Remove the old flooring, get the new flooring. They do it all. 318-652-1215. Or you can go to broadlines.org.
Campbell Monument Company, located at 1788 Highway 117 North in Provençal, Louisiana, is locally owned and family operated since 1965. With a state-of-the-art computerized design and laser etching system to make your monument a work of art. We know what these stones mean to you and your family and strive to make your selection of a monument for your loved one as stress-free as possible. Your satisfaction is our top priority. Give us a call at 318-472-6160 for your one-on-one design consultation, and we will turn your ideas into a work of art to commemorate that special someone. Check us out on Facebook or CampbellMonumentCompany.com.
When it comes to home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store. Come see the fabulous assortment of seasonal artificial flowers and decorating accessories at Nichols. Want to update the look of a room? Add some pillows, change a lamp, get a new wall hanging. There's so many simple things you can do, and Nichols is pleased to offer a variety of looks and styles. So many, in fact, that you're bound to find one that suits you. For all your home decor and accessories, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Four locations, Manny, Leesville, Winfield, and Coushatta.
Hi there, I'm Chris James, a student at Northwestern State University. Transferring to NSU last year was one of the best decisions I ever made. I'm majoring in communication, arts, and new media, and the hands-on experience here is amazing. From covering live events with ESPN Plus to working on NSU TV News, the student newspaper, yearbook, and even our on-campus radio station. This place has it all. Want to know more? Head over to nsu.la/explore and start your journey today.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine. You need, if it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you, spring is not that far away, and all your spring items are available at Nichols, Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, Manny. They've got everything in stock for the entire family. Stop by and see them today. Been there over 100 years. What great people. What great service. Ryan Robinson is our guest. Ryan, we were talking earlier about what's going on with the Trump administration in the state of Louisiana. I got a very close friend. And he said, you know, Ted, it's very difficult to cut Louisiana because everything is protected under the Constitution. And I said, well, not actually. And I sent back and named her about 8 or 10 things you could cut real quickly. And one of the first things came back said, well, one of the things you want to cut, I really like. And he mentioned PBS. And I'm sure there's people out there that like PBS. The point of it is the audience is not there. The audience is almost zero. Very few people watch PBS. The point I'm getting at is regardless of what you cut, it's going to be hard to find everybody that likes it, and setting up what you're going to cut is so much easier than actually doing it.
No, I tend to agree, and just to follow up on that, I'm hoping that they're going to have a constitutional convention maybe in the fall of this year after session, because you just made a very good point. The amount of programs that are protected that were put in the Constitution that you can't touch is very problematic for anyone like Governor Landry, Senator Seebach, that want to cut government down in Baton Rouge. So I'm hoping, I know they were going to try to do one last year. They didn't get to it, but I hope we were able to see that. Ted, I just want to go back and confirm with you. Would you be on board? Would you support term limits for the school board members in North Louisiana or across the state of Louisiana?
Oh, absolutely. The only problem would be is that
you support that.
Yeah, the only problem would be is the only problem would be is I would probably support shorter term limits than what the government would want to do. I truly believe that if you're a true public servant and you're in a school board position, police jury position, city council position, whatever, 6 years. Serve 6 years. Don't have 4-year elections. Have 6-year elections. When you serve 6 years, you've provided your public service to the community. Get the hell out of the way and let another citizen provide public service. We got people out there as smart as those people in office. Those people in office just don't realize it.
I agree, and I hope that your listeners will reach out to Senator Seebach in a very respectful manner and say, hey, Senator Seebach, let's add school board members to this great bill that you intend to file in this upcoming session. Senator Seebach's doing a great job. I know another person that's probably going to be out, and it's not going to be because of term limits, Ted. From time to time, we find articles in Washington, D.C., really find him to be under the most potential to be defeated in 2026. And based on the comments that I see that we post and that we see on our page, Senator Cassidy is in a lot of trouble in the upcoming election, especially once they close it to a primary to where only Republicans can vote in that election. I do not see Senator Cassidy coming out of that primary in 2026. And, you know, he's done a great job, but he did a very bad thing when he voted to convict President Trump in 2021.
But they had a poll come out this week. And 60-something percent, it was a high number of Republicans had a favorable rating on Cassidy. And Pensinot down at LSU said, you know, it's going to be hard to beat him. So, you know, I think the jury's still out. He's got a lot of money in the bank, and he really reaches out to people. He screwed up with the president, but now he's supporting everything the president's doing, but so are all other Republicans.
That's right. It's going to be interesting to see what President Trump does in that race if he comes out and endorses one of the opponents that we hear is going to get in the race. Ted, let me stop you for a second.
Do you think there's any way that Bill Cassidy didn't make some kind of arrangements with Trump before he made the one vote that was a big difference in the Robert Kennedy nomination?
I mean, there was a discussion. I know that Vice President was working very closely with him. But as you know, and I'm sure Governor Landry has told you, President Trump has a long memory. That's going to be a very fascinating thing to watch as we move forward.
It will be.
Let's talk about the Kempney Mill closing. It came out, I think, last week. I see that the government and a lot of the local agencies, I saw Governor Landry was in Northwestern a couple of days ago. It's really good to see all a government approach to try to look for some solutions. My question is there any opportunity to sell that mill to other companies that are in that industry? And is that something being discussed? as a way of keeping that mill open in North Louisiana, because it's so important to that region?
That's a great question. I got the answer for it, but I need to take a break first. And I want to talk to you about Northwestern State University. They got the last two home games coming up this weekend, Saturday and Monday. And you want to see some great basketball action, playing good basketball. In fact, Northwestern had a big win. Get your tickets, attend Northwestern basketball. Saturday starting at 1 o'clock, girls start, then the boys action, and then Monday evening, Northwestern State University.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Can you believe that March is here? Can you believe you put off that eye appointment so long? Just easy to do. Well, stop that nonsense. Call up Louisiana Eye and Laser Center today. You can call them at 318-487-2020 and get an appointment in Leesville or Winfield or Natchitoches or Alexandria or any of the other 15 locations they've got to serve you. Or go online to laionlaser.com. Ryan Robertson is with us, and Ryan, I got a quick answer for when you ask me. My understanding is that they're not only shutting down the mill, they're dismantling the mill, which means nobody else can come in and take it over. I don't think there was any demand for it. It's terrible for the government agencies because they rely so much on tax dollars. I think it's not going to be as devastating as most people think, because you're going to have a large number that will retire, that was close to retirement. You got a lot of companies in the area trying to find people to go to work for them. Royal Martin always having job fairs, other companies, and you're going to have some that take their job there and move to another location with it, and so you're not going to have as many people, and it's terrible anytime anybody loses their job. It's not going to be as bad as the government officials have made out for the public. Now, it may be bad for the government, but not for the public. Your comments.
I tend to agree. I was hoping that someone would be able to come in and pick up operations at that mill. It will be interesting to see what kind of economic activity that we can generate in that area. I'd heard that there are four or five companies that they're really pursuing in that industry for North Louisiana, and I hope that comes, I hope that happens over the next year or so to help replenish some of those jobs that we're losing. Ted, the upcoming election, Manny, DeRitter, any surprises on the horizon?
DeRitter's got
low key from what I what I've seen.
Yeah, DeRitter's got a really interesting race for mayor. They've got a councilman at large that's a candidate and seems to have a lot of support. They've got a person that was appointed the mayor and then a third person in the race. I think it's really a two-person race. And Manny, the chief of police, seems to be a very interesting race. I see neither candidate is super well-known. City council race, there's the incumbent Mary Beth Picotta running against a new person in the race. Jamie McIntyre could be an interesting race. Other than that, I don't see a lot of elections going on that have very much of an interest. The amendments seem to have a lot of interest, and you know, amendment number two, Jeff Landry is really asking people to vote for that. So that's kind of a wrap up on the elections.
That's interesting. Hey, and I want to mention one thing, and I know you've probably talked about it, but Harold Stewart passed away earlier this week. They had a funeral yesterday. Very well-known community leader in Zawali, Ebarb, was a school board member for a long time, school board member, done a lot for the Ebarb school community, and he will be missed. And I wanted to put that out there before I got off the air, because we're really starting to lose some of those individuals that really helped shape our community over the last 50, 60 years.
And speaking of schools, Kate Brumley was on with us yesterday, I believe it was. And we were talking about the number of students reduction in the state of Louisiana. And it's not just public education. It's private education as well, having a lot of people leaving Louisiana. And we're spending more on education with a lot less people. Somewhere along the line, we've got to say, is it time for consolidation in public schools? Is it time for consolidation in universities? Is it time to see if we're getting a best dollar for our investment?
Oh, I tend to agree with that. I know that they're talking about potential consolidation of some schools in Natchitoches. Is that correct, Natchitoches Parish?
I have no idea.
I would think that would really start to take off now, that once losing all that tax revenue from the Kempton Mill, keep an eye on Natchitoches Parish. But there has to be you have to reimagine government, Ted. There's so much you can do online from the tech AI standpoint. We really have to reimagine how we are educating our children and grandchildren, and what's the model? The model that we have currently right now, while approving, is not best set up for to compete in this economy, which is a worldwide economy that you can get on your computer and be very active and make a living.
Hey, Ryan, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for sharing your time. Look forward to visiting next month.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
Coming back to Louisiana. miss you more than you will ever know. When are you